KLIF News Time is 6:17. Well, North Korea turning up the heat again. They fired another intercontinental ballistic missile yesterday. Should we be worried? Are we closer to going to war with North Korea? Joining us to talk about just that is UNT political science professor Michael Gregg. Good morning, Professor Gregg.
Good morning. Good morning.
So it's been relatively quiet in North Korea for, what, about 10 weeks? And then this happens. So what are your thoughts on this latest missile launch?
Yeah, I think there have been some hope that the lull of about, well, I think 74 days had signaled that diplomacy had been working. But I think the test yesterday, I think, emphasized that things really have not changed in terms of North Korea's stance, in terms of pursuing a nuclear weapon that's capable of delivering against the United States.
So this missile went higher than ever before. Is that concerning?
It is. So based on the flight time and how high it went, the range of this missile would be projected to be able to hit anywhere, I think anywhere in the continental United States. So it would include Washington and New York. So that's concerning because this appears to be a pretty significant increase in the missile range for North Korea. North Korea yesterday had a news report where they labeled this a new missile, which North Korea typically only does when it makes a significant advancement. And apparently this missile test itself was personally signed off on by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. So this appears to be a pretty big step for them.
But some are saying, the experts at least are saying, that this missile likely only carried a mock warhead, and an actual nuclear warhead is much heavier, and therefore such a missile may not be able to travel as high or as far with an actual nuclear warhead on it.
That's right. We don't know yet if what it was carrying, if it was just carrying sort of a dummy warhead, which, as you said, would be much lighter. But I think even if that is the case, but from most experts that I've seen, the expectation is even if North Korea is not capable yet of deploying a regular nuclear warhead on a missile like this, we're probably talking about that being likely within the next year. So even if they're not there, they're not far away yet.
President Trump commented, quote, "We'll handle the situation." What do you think that means, "we'll handle the situation"?
I'm not sure what that means, and I'm wondering if the administration knows what that means, because I think, as we've talked about before, there just really are not any great options in terms of dealing with this. In terms of something that decisively ends the North Korean nuclear program. The U.S. continues to say that the use of military force is on the table, but the costs of a military attack against North Korea are so high in terms of touching off a second Korean War and the hundreds of thousands of people that would die in the first few hours really makes it hard to imagine that being the strategy. And at this point, the economic sanctions that have been applied on North Korea, apart from getting China to ramp up their sanctions, which seems unlikely, it's hard to see much more bite. So I think we may be facing a scenario where we move more decisively towards one of nuclear deterrence more than anything else.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, a Republican, told CNN yesterday, "If things don't change, if we have to go to war to stop this, we will."
Yeah, I saw that interview too. I still wonder the degree to which that is more bluster than anything else, because I think in the end, I think the sober reality is that that going to war would be such a costly endeavor, both for the U.S. as well as for our allies. The South Koreans have made very, very plain their worries about a use of force to deal with the North Korean nuclear program. And I think most analysts have suggested that what we would really be talking about, if we were talking about a military effort to eliminate North Korea's nuclear program, would not be a series of airstrikes. That would not be enough. But we would literally be talking about a ground invasion of North Korea, which would be a long, difficult conflict.
We're talking to UNT political science professor Michael Gregg about North Korea's latest intercontinental ballistic missile, which it fired successfully yesterday. Nikki Haley has called for an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council. Is there anything they can even do at this point?
I do. I think, you know, some of it I think is symbolic, but I do think that there are some things that the Security Council can do. And I do think that the call for an emergency Security Council meeting is a wise one. First, just more public pressure. I think what the U.S. is probably going to want to do is just continue to do everything that it can to isolate North Korea, including trying to apply pressure on China to increase its willingness to apply pressure on North Korea. I think the U.S. also wants to make this not just a U.S.-North Korea issue, but a North Korea against the world kind of issue. And the Security Council is a good vehicle in which to do that. So I think that move is actually a very smart move by the U.S.
We're getting closer and closer to the Winter Olympics that are going to be happening in South Korea. Do you think that Kim Jong-un has any plans to launch an attack there?
I still would be, and this may just be the optimistic side of me, I would be surprised to see him launch an attack. I would be less surprised to see him use this as an opportunity to continue to signal North Korea's development of a nuclear capacity. So I would not at all be surprised to see him conduct missile tests. I wouldn't even be surprised to see him conduct a nuclear test around the Olympics when it would get the world's attention. But in the end, I think I would be surprised if I saw him launch any sort of military attack, because I think in the end, and this is the thing that gives me some comfort on this, in the end, Kim Jong-un is profoundly evil, but he's not stupid. And I think he understands very well exactly what would happen in the event of a war with South Korea and the United States. And I think that reality is the thing that is likely to continue to dissuade him from any sort of military attack. Including with nuclear weapons.
So you don't think athletes need to be concerned going to the Olympics in February?
I don't. Yeah, I really don't. I think that this is in a broader context, and I think the South Koreans are going to take substantial steps to maintain security, and North Korea does have a history of trying to do things to undermine the South Korean regime. But I think that these are the sorts of usual activities that North Koreans have done. But no, I don't think the athletes should be fearful of going to South Korea.
There are reports, I know we've spoken before about back channels of communications between the U.S. and North Korea. Do you think that's still happening?
I don't know if they're still ongoing. I think there certainly has been a desire to do that. It's been pretty quiet on that front over the last couple of months since Secretary Tillerson mentioned that there had been some talks ongoing. But I think the missile test yesterday underscores just how vital those efforts in that direction really will be, that it really is imperative that the two sides are able to communicate what their intentions are toward one another and why they're doing the things that they're doing. So if those talks aren't happening, I hope that they will be happening in the very near term.
Well, always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for hopping on with us this morning, UNT political science professor Michael Gregg.